Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.
Chuck Chat Freestyle for Wednesday, December 5th, 2007. This is my audio blog. I just got out of a doctor appointment. Well, not really a doctor appointment. Lab work, we'll call it. Had to give a small amount of blood for this back condition that I've got. A little confused as to why I had to give blood again. And just pulling out of the parking lot. Wanted to convey just a short experience that I just had in this 3 minutes that I had a needle stuck in my arm that really brought home the Christmas spirit. And I love doing this. I don't know. I honestly don't know how I do it, but I do it. And not to sound egotistical in the least, but I wanted to share this experience, and I hope that other people do the same. Whether it's Christmas or not, I went in, the lady called my name, went into the, sat in the chair, and could tell just from her body language that something was wrong. And I asked, how are you doing today? Just to make small talk. She said, well, not too good. You know, they're changing things. She didn't go into a whole lot of details, but she was clearly ticked off at something that was changed in work. My response to her was, I'm sure I don't need to remind you to keep in mind the important things in life. As I have to remind myself so many times when I think of things that make me upset or angry, there are bigger things in life. And I thought the conversation was going to die there, but I noticed there were some nice pictures around this small area that she had for drawing blood. And I made a comment that I liked the artwork. There was the famous artwork by Georges Seurat and Gauguin. And she said, oh, I clipped those out of calendars, and I went to the dollar store and got some frames and just kind of decorated her workplace. Very nicely done. Started talking about, there was a piece there that she had done in charcoal. And somehow the topic had turned to her family, and this really brought her out of the funk. She was talking about her in-laws and her parents, and they had departed. I had no intention to go into any of these topics, but it certainly changed her whole attitude in such a short amount of time that I walked out with a smile on my face. I said, you have a great evening. I don't even remember her name. I didn't ask her name. It didn't matter. Two complete strangers that, I helped brighten her day. And that's all that mattered. And it just put the biggest smile on my face. There's so much more to life. And you can really turn somebody's day around just by showing you care in the smallest ways. And I hope that other people do that too. I apologize for not talking to you in a very long time. I will try to stick in more of these little stories. There have been a lot of incidents like this that affect me one way or the other. A lot of them, particularly around the holiday seasons, make me smile. And I hope you're having a great holiday season, that everything you wish for comes true, and that you can help brighten somebody else's day, or somebody has brightened your day. Please do your part, whether it's donating food to a food pantry, or spending time with people who are close to you, or calling a friend that you haven't spoken to in a very long time. It'll mean so much to them, and it doesn't take a whole lot of time. That's really, to me, what this holiday season is all about. Not spending a whole lot of money, but showing people you care in very small ways. Thanks. Have a great day. I'm almost home. Talk to you later. Bye.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.